AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After nearly 3 weeks of war with Iran, the U.S. military is deploying three more warships and another roughly 2,500 Marines to the Middle East. But President Trump says,
"We're doing extremely well in Iran. The difference between them and us is they had a navy 2 weeks ago. They have no navy anymore. It's all at the bottom of the sea."
Still, John Gambrell reports from Dubai, the war appears to be intensifying.
"We're seeing continued attacks on energy infrastructure across the Gulf Arab states. Today, we saw an oil refinery in Kuwait get hit repeatedly by drones, starting fires there that firefighters took hours to put out. Meanwhile, we're continuing to hear more threats from Iran itself. The top military spokesman there went out and issued a statement warning that Iran's enemies would not be safe on beaches or recreational areas anywhere around the world. This is a threat that analysts have been warning about, that Iran could return to using militant attacks abroad in areas anywhere in the world to try to advance its goals in this war."
Oil prices climbed higher, Brent crude settling above $112 per barrel. AAA puts the average price for a gallon of gas nationwide above $3.91. That's about 98 cents higher than a month ago. Stocks took a big hit today to close out another losing week. The Dow lost 443 points, or about 1%. The S&P fell 1.5%, the Nasdaq 2%. In Hawaii, severe rains have inundated streets with muddy floodwaters, prompting evacuation orders for more than 4,000 people in towns north of Honolulu. Officials are warning about the possible failure of a 120-year-old dam. And Chuck Norris, the martial arts grandmaster and action star, has died at the age of 86. This is AP News. Muslims around the world have been marking the end of Ramadan. Charles Deledesma has a report.
With much of Gaza in rubble, Palestinians mark the start of Eid with prayers in Gaza City's Saraya Yard, where Eid prayers were held for the first time since the war started in 2023. Palestinians there were both happy and in tears as a hill for traditional prayers in the open air. Mona Al-Juju tells the AP, "This is an Eid of sadness. We've never seen an Eid like this. Some have lost their father, their son, their mother, or those dearest to them. Others say this Eid al-Fitr is the safest they've witnessed in years in the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. From prayers amid the rubble of Gaza to the great mosques of Istanbul, Muslims around the world are celebrating the holiday as they bid farewell to the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. I'm Charles Deledesma."
More news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.